right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you
doing a show. We're back. Nice little hiatus.
Apparently, two of us are back and one of us didn't leave.
Look, you guys slacked. Someone's got to do the show.
We
took 2 weeks off, and then we came back for the show must go on.
Oh, whoa. You know that I do nothing. Nothing, sir.
Right, including record the show when Big Kev isn't here. Because like you guys are in bed together, and that's okay.
I'd like to say, as my recollection... My recollection is that Just Mike was available to record the show with you last week.
I sat by the phone, Matt.
Did you? You waited?
And he never got a call.
I would just like to say that I believe in actual aired, available episodes of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. I am the only person in this room that has been on every single episode. That's all I'm saying.
Well, with that revelation... This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 171, OG and Friends.
That's right. Yeah.
There we go.
Representing.
That's what we needed.
About time.
We needed a good title like OG and Friends. Yes.
Is that what it took?
Well tonight driving the ship, folks, headed right towards the iceberg is OG.
I am not driving the ship towards the iceberg.
Anybody can steer this giant motherfucker out of the way of that iceberg, right? Yeah.
Why are we headed towards an iceberg?
Unsinkable anyway. Unsinkable.
Balls. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Now that we're all here.
Well, I don't know. Mine was fraught with guilt because apparently there was an episode that I wasn't part of. And
you were part of it.
I got to take
you
shit
were,
from
you
it.
You were
now.
Part of it. I heard the interviews.
I heard, and most people couldn't hear anything after the interviews, but...
Come on.
I don't know. They were interesting, weren't they? Joe Simon's like 106.
Yo, Joe Simon is... I don't know. I think he's propped up. I think it was weekend at Comic-Con, and someone was Bernie and Joe Simon, because...
Give the guy a break, man. He's like 90.
I understand. I'm impressed. I'm impressed that he is still that, you know, he had a coherent conversation. I mean,
yep.
Good for him.
Kind of upset that I didn't remember an action figure, Cap action figure to get signed by
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that kind of stinks. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
Maybe next
I'll see
time.
Him next year.
Fingers crossed. He's going to be the only guest at Big Apple Con next year.
That's like when...
Because he's going to get confused and show up there instead of New York.
It's. I have a radical theory about that. We'll talk later.
All right.
It's kind of like when Just Mike and I went to Chiller this year and I interviewed Mickey Rooney.
Oof, another one.
And we were like, yeah, we could be the last people. It's just like, we got to watch the news in the next couple of days.
Like, this could be the end.
So, anyway...
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Thor. Because what episode currently is complete without Thor-related news?
Well, I heard on last week's episode of OG and Friends, or No Friends, OG Alone, Solo G.
That's right.
That there had been more casting.
There had been more casting.
That apparently Just Mike and I don't believe in the film until we're sitting in the theater watching it.
Did
which will
did
never
you
happen.
Not previously say that you won't believe it until you see it. I thought that's a long-standing conversation we've had on this show.
We might have. I just don't remember.
Well, anyway, for related news, we have two things. We have a cameo in the end of the film, apparently, that was announced.
Gee, who could it be? Is it the cameo that nobody is going to be surprised by because he's been hired for 9 fucking movies?
It is not that.
Oh, no?
No, it is not that.
Well.
It is Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a cameo towards the end of the film, we hear.
Okay.
So there's
see how that goes.
That. And we've also heard that the character of Donald Blake is apparently not actually in the film. Which is Thor's alter ego. So maybe he's not going to have an alter ego?
So he's just going to be Thor?
Thor? I don't.
It's getting bad.
This is...
You know what? It's gone from it's not going to get made to you're going to wish it hadn't gotten made.
Well, and the only thing I could think is, was Donald Blake the name of the Thor in the Ultimates as well, in the Ultimate Universe?
To be honest,
did they change that?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Because the reason I say that is because apparently they're still saying that the script is partly based on or is based on a partially disabled medical student who discovers his alter ego is Thor, which is Donald Blake.
Right.
So I'm wondering if maybe it's just the semantics of a name change.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
was Donald Blake a little femme? Did they have to update it and make it like, you know, Tiger Blake?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe. Ew. Well, while we're talking about Thor and Hawkeye and what would eventually become the Avengers movie.
I have a Marvel movies thing.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, Ghost Rider 2 will be coming to us in short order.
I'm dead before it happens.
David Goyer's script will pick up 8 years after the events of the first film. Ugh. And will find star Nicolas Cage in a much darker existential place.
I don't remember where the first film ended, mostly because I think I was sleeping at that point.
I remember where it ended. It should have ended on a great shot of her ass.
Of her ass? What's her name's ass? Ava?
Yeah. Ava Long? No.
Mendez?
Ava Mendez.
Yeah. We don't need another Ghost Rider movie.
Maybe this
one
will
be good,
though.
We need.
What if this one's good?
Yeah, what if... No.
It could be good.
All right.
Just saying.
It's Nick Cage. Has he done anything good recently?
There's a map on the back of the Declaration
of
Independence.
That's it.
That's it. His Robert Langdon impression was outstanding.
He even had that Robert Langdon sort of hair.
Haircut. Oh, the flowing in the wind
In the second book of, what was it?
Angels and Demons?
Angels and, no.
Yeah.
No.
Da Vinci Code.
No.
National
book
Treasure.
Book of Secrets.
Two.
One of them.
Book of Secrets.
Book of Secrets. Yeah, there we go. We'll get there eventually.
There was a book in there somewhere.
The Iron Man 2 movie poster. Oh,
banging.
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we had heard that, I think we had heard that War Machine was going to be in it, and he was in that teaser promo that they showed at San Diego.
Right.
But it was like, is it going to be quick? Is it going to, and still, obviously, we don't know based on the poster. That being said, the poster is phenomenal. Well, I mean, and he looks great.
If he's not going to be in it, why put him on? Significantly, why put him on the poster?
Right. I think that's the hope and the belief system right now, that why would you put him in that prominent spot? I mean, unless it's just a ploy. Which...
See, now here's my problem with this right off the bat.
Okay.
They're skipping, in some way, they're skipping the alcohol problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think that Favreau had said that they were going to kind of stay away from some of that stuff. From the alcoholism in particular, they were just going to kind of play him up as a playboy and keep away from the. So I don't know.
Because they don't have the balls to be honest with you. Because that is the Iron Man character. Tony Stark, that was the big thing. Why he's popular is because he dealt with alcoholism.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
I think, because he's
of the movie.
A giant prick.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what comics. I was going to say. I think that as long as he remains true to that kind of asshole prick kind of thing, which he laid the groundwork for very well in the first film.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Downey Jr. laid the groundwork for that. I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be okay. Oh, and we'll hear that the possibility is that there's going to be a trailer before Sherlock Holmes in 23 days.
Yes, sir.
So,
I guess we'll see then for sure.
We'll be seeing how much Iron Man or War Machine actually is in it.
I would like to watch Iron Man 2 with Terrence Howard.
Well, yeah. Tell Terrence Howard not to be a prima donna over the money.
I'm just saying. I would like to. That's what I would like to see.
I think Don Cheadle will do okay.
Oh no, I think he'll do great.
Just not
him.
Right. Do you remember Universal Soldier? Are you too young for that?
Jean-Claude Van Damme, baby. The second one had Goldberg in it.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to here, okay. Son?
So have you
that's
seen?
Because Steve Austin didn't want the job.
Have you seen the trailer? For the direct to DVD with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren?
No.
Coming back in it?
Oh. Wow, really?
Direct to DVD.
How did they find time in their busy schedules to make another Universal Soldier?
Well, my guess is that the both of them are coming hot off the presses of, was it the, not the Expendables. What is that movie that they're going to be in?
Oh, it's Sly Stallone?
It's Sly. Lundgren, Van Damme.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I think Stone Cold's in it too.
Yeah, is that the Expendables? Is that the name of the?
I think that might be it.
Is that the name of it? So, yeah. I mean, I saw the trailer of this and I thought it was a joke at first, but apparently.
No, you were right. It's a joke.
Well, all right. It is a joke, but apparently it is coming direct to DVD. And I think it might be later this month.
It's nice.
I have to buy that. That's childhood. That's legacy.
You know what else is coming direct to DVD later this month?
Can I just pause?
Yeah, go.
That's exactly the same kind of shit that goes through my head when I'm buying like DVDs of old cartoons.
Oh yeah.
Like what did I get recently? I got like the Galaxy Rangers recently.
Right.
Didn't realize that show didn't hold up so well over time. And I thought that was very advanced for its time, by the way. But that's the same.
Oh, yeah.
Just not to get off too far and off track, but that's the same kind of crap that goes through my head. I'm like, wow, man, I remember that from my youth. I really want to get that. Oh, Spiral Zone was another one that I picked up where I was like, ooh, not as good as I remember it being.
But
Thunder of the Barbarian, still as good as I remember.
Is still good, yes.
Just saying.
I do want to just correct real quickly. It is the Expendables, but it is not Van Damme, but Lundgren is in it.
Okay.
But Lundgren and Van Damme are in the Universal Soldier film.
I would hope
okay.
so.
Also coming to DVD later this month, something Dark Side.
Yes. The Empire Strikes Back.
Family Guy.
Yeah, they decided that the first one did well enough for them to do a second one.
Right.
The trailer is very funny.
The Nimoy bit? The Stewie?
Yeah.
With the Nimoy mailbox?
Yeah, it's very fun. Actually, there's a full... Have you seen the full trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trailer for it is very good. Speaking of trailers...
Yes.
Holy shit.
Which one are we holy shitting over?
All of them.
Every single trailer
there's
available?
There's so many movies coming out that I was like... I'm like,
partially aware of.
Right.
Like, let me give you one. Clash of the Titans.
Yes.
What
we've
a banging trailer.
Looks good.
I didn't think that they were that far along.
Yeah, man.
I thought like 2 weeks ago we were talking about Liam Neeson and his armor.
I was going to say, remember we had started to see the pictures. So,
right. You know. Let's talk about a movie. Let's get away from Clash of Titans.
That we didn't even know was coming out.
Let's talk about a movie that nobody in this room knew was coming out. We haven't mentioned it. We haven't talked about it. Fucking Solomon Kane.
Yeah.
I know, man. It looks good.
Oh, my God. The trailer was fantastic.
Looks awesome.
Fantastic. So, Solomon Kane is another, is it Robert E. Howard? Who created, the guy that created Conan, who I think is Robert E. Howard or whoever it is. Look it up, OG.
I'm looking
up. The
on
guy
that.
Who created Conan, he also created Red Sonja.
Robert E. Howard.
Robert
yes.
E. Howard, yeah. He created all these characters. And one of the only characters he didn't create in that universe is Solomon Kane, who's kind of an 18th century flintlock pistol wielding demon fighter guy.
Yep.
And it's right. I mean, the movie looks like a cross between stylistically from V for Vendetta,
right.
Stylistically, and with a little sprinkling of Van Helsing in there. Wait. And one of my favorite four movies of all time, Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Well, what I was going to say is this is what Van Helsing should have been.
Yes, yes.
Right? At least it would appear that everything that Van Helsing did wrong, this movie has the potential to do right. Now, I'm looking at some of the casting here. I didn't even realize. Did we see Max von Sydow? In the trailer?
No.
If we did, I was like, how did I miss that?
If we did, he's unrecognizable.
Max von Sydow was in this movie.
I mean, like, every... let me tell you how
Pete
I found
Postlewaite?
It. Pete Postlewaite is definitely
James
in the
Purfoy,
trailer.
By the way, who is amazing.
Yeah.
I love James Purfoy. That Blackbeard that he did was fucking fantastic.
Uh-huh. Amazing. I was going through previews, and they were actually... This is how I found out. They were selling the official movie magazine... They were soliciting it, saying it's going to come out soon. You should order it, kind of thing.
Right.
For the Solomon Kane movie, and I about lost my shit. And I was like, "The fuck!" And what was the last one? Did you see the Kick-Ass trailer?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god!
No, somehow I missed that one.
Looks
it's
awesome.
I have to catch
awesome.
That one.
Dude, who reads the book? Now you read the book.
Mark Miller.
And you read the book.
I read it.
Is one of the kids' names Red Mist? Or something, one of the male characters, the kids.
Is it McLovin? Is he playing
it's
it?
McLovin.
Yeah,
McLovin.
that's what I wanted
to point out, that it was McLovin as one of the kids. I was laughing my ass off. I can't wait to see that flick.
Yeah, that's going to be a good
one. That thing looks awesome.
Yeah.
You know who we should get on back on the show around that time that comes out? The artist of that book. Remember who that was? John Romita Jr.
JR.
We should get Junior back on this program. He hasn't been on with us in a while.
Pal of the show?
Yeah. We should get him back on to talk about that because that movie is amazing. So, anyway, enough of our film tangents.
Right.
Film news.
Black Hole. Do you remember Disney's Black Hole?
Do I remember it? It's like one of my favorite movies. Please tell me they're not going to remake it.
So, the team behind Tron Legacy.
No, for God's sake. Is it a sequel or is it a reimagination? Reimagination.
It is that of the original 1979 film, The Black Hole.
My God, why? Why?
I don't know. Why? I don't know.
Why not a sequel? If they're going to make a sequel to Tron, why not a sequel to The Black Hole?
Okay. I have a theory on that, and that is, while certainly we recognize the black hole, right? I think that maybe they're concerned that it doesn't have as strong a base as Tron to do a sequel. Maybe they feel that they need to redo the first one before they can move forward with the storyline going forward.
I'm going to tell you why this is a good thing.
Okay.
Okay. There is, there was product,
right?
For the first movie, there was a series of action figures.
Yes.
The second
wave of which.
Who put those out?
I think they were Mego action
figures. Oh, yes, they were. Right? I believe they were.
The second wave of which is so rare that I have only ever seen one of them once live. And I don't have them. So what this could mean is that somebody will reissue the originals along with some new ones. And also, what I'm also thinking here is Sideshow's deal with Disney could net us some original product Sideshow style.
Okay. Remind me, I have something to talk about Sideshow and Disney related.
Okay. Do it now.
Oh, okay.
Now you've piqued my curiosity.
Did you see the little vinyl Tron Mickey that they put out? He is fucking awesome.
He's not out yet, though.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he is?
The only reason I know he's out is because a friend of the show got his in the mail the other day.
Friend of the show who?
Ken.
Pervert Ken?
Yes, got his in the mail, and it is fantastic. Now, I like some
They're
of that
tiny,
vinyl.
Though, aren't they tiny?
Yeah, well, he's like... I'm trying to think, because I have the Pirate Mickey one that they
That's
put out.
That's really tiny.
And he's about... He's about that big? Yeah, he's about that big. How big is that?
Is he sold out?
6 inches? I don't know if he's sold out or not.
Well,
but
I got to find out.
But sir, he looks great, though. That little Tron Mickey looks great.
Okay.
Just saying.
I think it's Medicom.
Yeah, it's just Sideshow's distributor.
Say it with me. Medicom.
Mediacom? That's for you guys. You know who you two are.
You know who you are. We miss you. Please move east. So, anyway, what else you got?
True Blood. DC Unlimited.
Uh-huh.
DC's un-DC related line.
Yes, it's actually DC
product.
Direct's. DC right. Direct's non-DC product line.
Non-DC product right. line. So, Which, what we know from this line already is the World of Warcraft World figures. Of War-
there's a
Afro
bunch.
Afro Samurai.
Right, there's a bunch of video game stuff that right. they either are producing or are going to be producing.
Well, added to that lineup now is a series of busts.
Not only busts.
Are they, oh, okay. I've only there's, seen the busts.
There's three busts.
But it's from True Blood.
Right. It's Eric, the right. head vampire. Right.
Bill,
and Sookie.
And Sookie. Although I haven't seen the picture of the Sookie one yet.
Because the only ones that are out right now are actually the bodies with the actual photographs superimposed on them,
right,
I think.
Right, right, right.
I think. And you know what else they're doing? A Merlot's neon sign.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a very nice piece. It's actually solicited this month in previews.
I hope Just Mike picks that
I
up.
I knew you had to go somewhere
Fingers
with the neon
crossed.
Sign. I knew
Fingers crossed.
As soon as I heard neon sign,
don't,
I was done.
Don't start.
Hope it shows up in 60 pieces.
Because if we have to hear about another goddamn neon sign, I may lose it.
Look, it's just another goddamn neon sign. You get to break live on the show.
That one, but the one coming from, if we can stay focused.
I'm sorry.
The one coming from True Blood, the Merlot sign, is actually really, really cool.
I'm sure. And actually, that might be something... I might not be so interested in the busts. Not that they're not good, just I don't know that I'd be interested in them.
Right.
But I might be interested in the sign from a kind of gitchy collector.
Yeah.
You know, I have a little bar
mm-hmm.
in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Put that right up there.
That would work
nice.
Really nice there,
That's what
actually,
I'm screaming.
Sir.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics we'd like you to check out this week. And actually, they're from last week. And
we should say, because the new ones... As of recording,
right,
are not
out
yet.
But they will be. And right. So we'll cover actually this week's releases and next week's releases next week. So just to catch you up on what you should have bought last week, The Lone Ranger, number 19 from Dynamite, continues that terrific story. Also from Dynamite, it's Buck Rogers, number 6, a book which is getting better and better, by the way, much the way Lone Ranger and Zorro did. From DC, it's The Web, number 3, with the second feature, The Hangman. I gotta tell you, I really love this second feature business. I really feel like I'm getting my money's worth when I'm buying these DC comics with the second feature. Mike, you reading this?
Yes, I am. Both of them.
It's a good one. Star Wars Legacy 42 from Dark Horse. It just is the best Star Wars comic ever. I mean, there's just no question about it. It's the best Star Wars comic. And finally... from Marvel, it's Guardians of the Galaxy number 20. You know, when this book first came out, people did not think it would make 12, and they've made 20.
And it's the great science fiction space opera that I think has been sorely missing in comics for quite a while. I'm going to say since Alien Legion, which is a great book. So there it is. Was there any other things that people should check out from last week, Just Mike?
Not that I can think of a fan. Arkham Reborn, if you're into the whole Batman.
Yes, that was issue 2 of 3 on that one, right? OG?
I did want to say, while this isn't something that came out last week, it's something that was announced and is related to comic books, but it looks like the WWE is launching their own comic book line. And I will have more information for you on that next week, but I know that they've announced it, and it's going to involve some of the wrestlers, and it sounds like it's got like, you know, it's like some of the wrestlers, and they have like a story and a plot, and it sounds terrible is what it sounds like, but apparently that is coming, so I'll get more news for that on next week, but I did want to announce it.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
DVD releases to check out. This actually is stuff from this week, and OG is going to help us fill in the gaps on what you may have missed last week. You didn't do... Did you do DVDs?
I did do DVDs last
week. On
the
OG program?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, then, in that case, this week, check out the director's cut of Terminator Salvation. It's Christian Bale and Sam Worthington in the latest and maybe last non-Whedon-owned Terminator movie. So check that out. I got the Blu-ray because I'm cool. The cool kids get Blu-ray.
And the even cooler kids have Blu-ray players to play them on.
Shut up. I'll get one eventually.
You know who else was in that film right there? Anton Yelchin.
Yes.
As Kyle Reese.
As Kyle Reese,
and you
awesome.
Would know him, obviously, from the new Star Trek film.
As? Chekhov.
Chekhov, yes. Thank you.
Sir, I can't believe you, sir. Your level of unpreparedness is knows no bounds.
I know.
Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Yes.
This is the second Night at the Museum film with Ben Stiller and a whole cast of characters that you may be familiar with. This one also adds show favorite Jonah Hill into the mix.
Nice.
So that's that. Check that out. Also got the Blu-ray on that. You know they have a 2-pack out now on the DVD. You get this and a second DVD with Monkey Mischief.
Monkey Mischief, yep.
Right. On the Blu-ray? Both in one pack.
Both in one package, yes.
Just want to say that.
Yeah, so, that's how they did it for Monsters vs. Aliens also. Monsters vs. Aliens. Monsters vs.
That had Bob's Big Break
It
was.
Yeah.
So there it is. A couple to check out this week.
There's one other thing that I want to just throw out there because I didn't know this existed. Did you know that there have been 2 live-action Ben 10 films? Are you aware of it?
No.
That were available on Cartoon Network, I guess. And the second one came out this week, I think.
Wasn't aware of
that. Called Alien Swarm.
They're live-action?
I believe so, yes. I don't know.
News to me.
Also out on Blu-ray this week that you might want to check out, The Mask of Zorro, Snatch, The Green Mile, and a couple other things. So.
Yeah, they're actually peppering the Guy Ritchie movies out. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, Lock, Stock was this week also.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, so.
So if you've never checked out Guy Ritchie movies, you ought.
It is a good opportunity. No Rock and Roller, though, yet, right?
Rock and Roller's on Blu-ray.
It is on Blu-ray? Yeah. Oh, did that get its initial release on Blu-ray?
Yeah,
okay.
Initial release on Blu-ray. Great flick, too. I just saw it recently.
Cool.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
And just a couple of quick product things before we go. To break, that is. I mean, we're not going. I wanted to mention on Black Friday, in addition to the many Blu-ray DVDs I bought at a very cheap price, I picked this up at Target. It was a hot seller. Was it Target or Walmart? I think it was Target. I don't remember. But I picked this up, and I was thinking of you, OG. It's Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Nice.
This is, of course, it is based on the, as the box tells us, the 1964 original. Does it say that on the... Yeah.
Sweet.
1964 was the original one. This one's from Mattel. I don't know if they've all been from Mattel since 1964. It's entirely possible. This is a retro-style box. It's the difference, I think, between this Rock'em Sock'em Robots and the ones of the past. I think the original ones, didn't they have like that metal neck thing?
Like opposed to plastic?
Yeah, which I think this one might be plastic, although yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't opened it up yet.
I think the original ones may have been metal.
Red Rocker versus the Blue Bomber in a little robot boxing match. It's been featured in tons of pop culture and pop art. Most notably from our
Eric
friend
Joyner.
Eric Joyner, yes.
Love that book.
And so there it is. You want a great classic game. It's not a video game, so the kids might not be into it. It's not a board game because you have no pieces and no dice. It's just kind of it's almost like a Hungry Hungry Hippos kind of game.
All right.
It's like a physical thing that you
do. I like the Rock'em Sock'em.
I do too. I was so stunned when I saw this.
If you don't mind me asking, how much did they sock you for that set?
That was cute.
How much would you expect to pay for Rock'em Sock'em Robots, sir?
Currently, I would expect somewhere in the $25 price range.
$10.
I'm going to buy three.
$10.
At Target, you said?
I think it was Target, and I think that may have been a Black Friday special, but the regular price was maybe like $16, $17.
All right.
Something like that.
I want it.
So there's that. And then I had to bring this to your attention.
What
had to, had to. You know, we are such fans of the DC line of products from Mattel. And one of them, of course, is the Justice League animated series of figures, which, of course, is Mattel's animating of the entire DC universe. It would seem that no character will be left undone when all is said and done with this line. And I picked up one of the three packs. Now you know, we haven't gotten these to review yet for the line. But when I saw this, I could not
couldn't
pick
resist.
It up. It's the one of the latest three packs in this series, and it contains Apache Chief,
nice,
Black Vulcan, and Samurai.
Samurai.
Right. Now, what is the significance? Well, the significance of these three characters, of course, is that they are not DC original characters. In fact, they were created by Hanna-Barbera for the Super Friends TV show, cartoon, in the, mid-late 70s. And the fact that all three of those characters are in this one animated package, I think is just some delicious irony.
It's like a little toss up almost.
It is.
It's like a thank you kind
like
of.
Like a we recognize. They're fully done in the animated style, and what a great addition to any animated DC collection that you might have going. Again, the three pack: Black Vulcan, Apache Chief, and Samurai. That's from Mattel. You can go to Mattel.com to check out more. Or MattyCollector.com. I think you should be able to get them over there. And speaking of Matty Collector, I keep forgetting I have to go over there and get my Doom Patrol.
Well, you're just slacking, aren't you?
I keep forgetting, man. I got to go do that or I'm going to be in trouble. And the Batman figures, too.
You're going to be sad.
The Dark Knight 6-inch.
Oh, I know.
The second wave that they decided not to release. There's two Joker pieces in there. I need, damn it. Anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Wizard pamphlet that was released last week. And we are going to do it as much justice as it deserves. And we'll be right back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 172.
Right.
OG and friends.
My pals.
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out ComboBreaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. CombobreakerCombobreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your CombobreakerCombobreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Piaget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit CombobreakerCombobreaker.com and enter coupon code GEEKSTUFFXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's CombobreakerCombobreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Come with me if you want to live.
Hey, this is Linda Hamilton from The Terminator, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 172, OGM pals, my pals, just Mike.
OGM friends.
Yeah, pals, friends, whatever.
We're not either, so it doesn't matter. Call
That's
whatever you want.
Right. That's right, Betty Davis. We're here with segment two of tonight's episode, where we're going to talk about the Wizard Magazine Pamphlet of the Month.
Christ. This is getting ridiculous now.
You think?
It's the January 2010 issue of Wizard Magazine. It's number 219 for those of you that count the numbers, and it's the decade issue.
Okay.
And they're talking about, you know, things
this should
that,
be like a supersized Uber special edition,
and
right?
And yet honestly, it really feels like they've cut this magazine I'd say
in fours.
Yeah, it's got to be a third of the normal size of this magazine. I mean page count wise. And yet we don't know really, because the only number on the bottom of every page is number 219.
They're assuming we can't count.
No, I think what they're assuming is that, wow, people might get the notion that we have less pages because we can count them if we have page.
Okay, listen. If you don't realize numbers. That there are less pages in that thing.
I know.
I mean, you're just retarded at that point.
It's just, it's a little ridiculous. And it's really, it kind of, it speaks to what's happening at Wizard Entertainment.
Well, yes.
That's not going well.
No, crazy. Because that they're losing their mind. They print less pages a month in their magazines and buy up more cons. So my radical theory from earlier is, I think Garib's trying to get out of the business.
I think we should do a test for next week's episode.
Okay.
I think we should take... Is that thing filled with advertisements?
No, actually, it isn't.
So I think we should take a regular issue of Wizard and count the pages of content, sans advertisements, and then count the number of pages of content. I wonder how close it is that way. Maybe they've just pulled all the ads.
I have breaking news. I have a breaking news announcement. Just announced at the Anaheim Convention Center, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, April 16th through 18th in 2010 at the Anaheim Comic Con.
Who's not going to be there?
William Shatner.
Oh, he ain't going to be there. He's staying home that day.
He'll be there.
Yeah, likely he will be.
Unbelievable, this rag. All right, let's get to the foundation of why this magazine sucks.
Well,
on
fine.
Page 219, oh wait, no, because they're all page 219. Who makes that fucking decision?
Someone who's trying to hide up.
Man
of
the decade is Joe Quesada.
Well, there's a fucking shock.
Ew.
No shock. No shock at all.
I want to ask Garib Sheamus what Joe's junk tastes like the next time I see him, because this is a little ridiculous. Man of the decade? Really? Man of the decade in the industry.
Unbelievable.
Really? I don't even know.
I understand from Wizards, milquetoast, towing the corporate line, butt-kissing stance why they picked Joe Quesada. It just would have been nice if there was the slightest hint of realism buried in that horse shit of a decision. You understand why they picked Joe Quesada. We just don't agree with it. They're attributing a lot of things to Joe Quesada. Like, I don't think Joe Quesada has anything to do with the fact that Disney bought Marvel. You know, I think that, you know, they're talking about all these triumphs. To me, Disney buying Marvel isn't a triumph for Marvel. To me, that's a failure.
It's a failure.
That's a business failure. That's a someone fucked up so bad the company had to be bought to be saved. That's not a good thing.
I mean,
look, the man's just me.
And they, of course, they credit him with things like
Wolverine not smoking. The death of continuity. Oh, no.
The death of continuity. No, it's, they have stuff in here like
I know. It's upsetting.
It's not upsetting. It's just
enraging.
It's just so
slimy.
I don't know why on earth we decided to talk about this rag. Spend a whole, well, let's just get through it. They have another section in the book called The Messengers. This is for comics and genre storytelling.
Okay.
So Wizards, the comic magazine, by the way, is just going to talk about everybody who tells stories. And of course they picked Bendis. This is in no particular order, by the way, but Bendis is first.
Of course he is.
First, hold on. Before you get to the list, we should say that this is not surprising. Wizard hasn't been about comic books.
No, I know.
In years.
I know. I don't even think, is it even called a comics magazine anymore?
I think it's like leading, comics and entertainment.
Right. What was it called? The leading magazine for...
No, now it's the magazine of comics, entertainment, and pop culture.
There you go.
So we can fit it all in. Joss Whedon, Jeff Johns also made the list.
Well, it's good to see that they're giving some other people credit. That's nice.
Yeah, Sam Raimi.
Okay.
Bruce Timm. Avi Arad and Kevin Feige,
okay,
who tell what story exactly? Because my understanding is
I've heard all of their press conferences.
They put up money so shit can be made. So they're hardly storytellers. Brian K. Vaughan, Grant Morrison, both really good picks. James Tiberius Lee, which is not really his name. We'll call him Jim Lee, of course, made the list, and well, he should. J.J. Abrams. At least write some shit, unlike Avi Arad and Kevin Feige, who don't. So, I don't get it.
You're not supposed to get it. We haven't gotten it in a long
time. I know.
Could
I bitch and moan more about it? Yes, I could. But the point, that's not the point. The point here is, it's such an arbitrary thing. It's so open to speculation, and speculation's not right. It's so open to... You know, like, it just frustrates the hell out of me.
As it should. I'm not going to fault you for being frustrated with it. You should be frustrated with it. It's a legitimate gripe. I mean, what else is in there? What else is in there that makes me say, okay, I need to go buy this?
They go year by year, 2000 to 2009, I guess it is. Did they start at 2000 or 2001? I have to look. It started 2001. And each year, they have a two-page spread with things that happened in that year that they consider significant things.
Okay.
So, for example, in 2001, they put Dupe.
What is Dupe?
Dupe. Remember Dupe from X-Force? A floating booger-like thing from somewhere debuts in the pages of Peter Milligan and Mike Allred's Madcap X-Force, later renamed as X-Static.
Hold on. What is this list?
It's just like the fun things.
Just funny
year.
Things. Okay.
No, not funny. Just like fun.
Things. Like haha.
No, yeah. Just like cool.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Like,
all
here's
right.
Another one. Microsoft unveils the Xbox and a first-person shooter called Halo Combat Evolved teabagging becomes a thing.
Okay, that's kind of funny. All right, I'll give him credit. I'll give him credit for that. That's
in 2005, Ed Brubaker and Steve Epting bring about the return of Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, destined to pick up a fallen Steve Rogers' mighty shield years later in Captain America.
Now, can we talk about whether or not we feel this is a good or bad thing?
Well, you know what? It's the first time Bucky's been brought back successfully, and it was actually Bucky.
At the death of Cap. By the way, death of Cap, Joe Simon, not very happy with Marvel for killing off Cap.
Really?
He's an unhappy... Yeah, it was in that interview. He said he wasn't entirely happy with that.
Yeah, he's not dead.
We know, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying
what Joe Simon said. See how it works?
This just in, the Anaheim Convention Center, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, April 16th through 18th, 2010, appearing at the Anaheim Comic Con, television superstars Adam West, Burt Ward, Julie Newmar.
None of those are superstars. And we'll see if they actually show up. I also hear, appearing at the Anaheim Comic Con 2010, Jesus Christ. I hear he's going to be there also. But he may cancel. It's up in the air.
I'd be scared. Coming back at a con, that's pretty scary.
The second coming of Christ. Buddy Jesus is coming.
Do you think he'll sign my sketchbook? Will he do a Thor for me? What if you want? And that's $10.
Yeah, that's it. He's going to charge you for that sketch.
The Jesus sketch.
What else is in there? What else is in there that is warranting this half-assed segment?
I don't understand why devote an issue to this. Is it me that, am I just missing the point?
No, I guess my problem is that it's a regular issue.
And it's an
arbitrary list. I don't have a problem with some of those lists. Everybody does lists. It's end of the year. This is when you do that kind of shit. Not to mention that, I guess, is it end of the decade? It technically is end of the decade, right? If you start at 2000.
Right.
So I understand the list. But maybe this should have just been a special outside of the regular run of issues, as opposed to a regular issue, third the size. Now, was it third the price?
No. In fact, the magazine is now $5.99.
So you're paying $6 for less content, is what you're saying.
That's
right? Because when EW does their special year-end issue, it's a double issue. It's 2 weeks worth of issue.
Right.
You know, or People does their year-end. You know, it's like
Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah, well, that's the one you like. But
That's nothing but the best.
Because you like Johnny Depp, and that's okay. But my point being,
what's wrong with Johnny Depp?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with Johnny Depp. Just Mike, you know, thinks he's hot. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't understand where you're going with this.
I'm not going anywhere.
Are you saying Mike is in some way sexually attracted to Johnny Depp?
Because
as I recall, somebody was frothing at the mouth over those Pirates movies, and it wasn't just Mike.
I enjoyed the Pirates films.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Look, let's get back on track. That magazine sucks.
I'm not gay.
Wizard Magazine, Wizard Entertainment has begun a while ago. We're in the middle now of a tragic, slippery slope that has occurred. And I think it's because they want to get out of the business. I think that I believe they're buying up these cons so that Reed Exhibitions will buy them out, will buy Garib out of the business.
So you really think this is just a ploy to make their real estate more? This is the equivalent of refinishing the kitchen?
Kind of. No, it's kind of
putting in a pool before you sell?
No, because that would be an improvement. This would be not an improvement.
All right, this is the equivalent of buying the empty lot next door.
That's a little better, maybe, but it's you know, it's kind of like when you have a shitty wall and you just paint over it.
Right.
And not even that, because they are undershooting themselves in every direction, I feel, in order to sell the company. That's my opinion. And this latest outrage, this pamphlet called The Decade Issue, the January 2010 issue of Wizard, being $6 and being, I don't even know. It's like a scant, what is it, maybe 30 pages?
I'm telling you.
I'm going to count them.
Next week, we will have to count. We will have to count actual pages of content from this to a regular issue. I'd like to see what it is once you remove the advertisements from a regular issue, how it compares.
I think you're giving them too much credit. I just think they suck.
Well, I mean, I agree that they suck, but I think that we have to at least explore the level of sucking.
Well, I'm saying he's giving them too much credit to think that they have a plan. I think this is their best effort to do well. I don't think they're trying to sell. I just think they don't know what they're doing.
That could possibly be. It could be that they're so far out of touch with reality and the industry that, you know.
This magazine is 40 pages.
Okay.
for $6.
Okay. So that's...
And not imported from Japan.
So that's 60 something cents a page.
Right. So what you used to be able to buy comics in the mid-80s for, you can now buy one page of Wizard.
Right. No, not 60 cents. Is that right? 60 cents a page? Six cents a page?
You're going to argue the math now that I made the analogy?
No, I'm just
And
saying.
If it's wrong, OG and friends, folks.
Thank you. I accept full responsibility somehow. I think we should take another break.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll take our final break.
Shut up.
And I'm really just, I have to say, just in closing on this segment, I'm really disappointed at what's happened with Wizard. I know we've said it before, and I'm sure we'll say it again, but I mean, 4 years ago, both of the magazines coming out from this company, and while we had problems with them, controversies, and certainly they wrote some things, top 10 lists and things like that for controversy's sake, of course, but.
Ooh, and did they overall, hate us?
Overall, the magazines were at least entertaining. It's embarrassing now. It's
yeah,
just embarrassing.
I mean, I don't know. I guess we should have seen the death of Toy Fair as really the beginning of the end.
Toy Fair is still going. Well,
it's Weekend at Bernie's. They're just dragging
it.
Yeah,
I know.
That magazine has been dead for a long time. That magazine has been dead, and Wizard has been kind of holding on for a while. If this is any indication of what we can expect month to month going forward, then this will be in the same spot where Toy Fair is now.
That's true.
It will be a half-assed attempt at the former glory of two pertinent, relevant magazines,
right. The
most important magazines in our industry.
Yep, at one time.
At one time.
And with that, we will be right back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 172, OG and Friends.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
We're the Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Fred Decker, director of the Monster Squad.
This is Duncan Regier, Dracula from Monster Squad.
This is Tom Noonan, plays Frankenstein in Monster Squad.
This is Tom Woodruff, Gillman from Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Andre Gower, Sean Crenshaw from the Monster Squad.
This is Ashley Bank, Phoebe from Monster Squad.
This is Ryan Lambert, I'm Rudy from the Monster Squad, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Wolfman's got nards!
From the mouth of babes comes dynamite. The Monster Squad's gonna groove tonight. Let's get...
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 172, OG and Friends. Did I get it right this time?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Nice. We talked about a lot of garbage tonight, like we do each and every week. So yep. We'll run through that real quick. It was really kind of angry. We've been kind of getting away from the anger a little bit. There's been some positive things. I wasn't feeling the positive this week.
I don't, you know, there were a couple of bright spots, of course.
There's always a couple.
Mentioned. But overall, man, we're just in a... We're kind of in a crap holding pattern right now.
And, yeah, I don't know about
that. And even the stuff that's coming soon, you know, like Avatar. We were just talking, you know, during the break about how Avatar is poised to be the biggest failure of all time.
It's going
to
be the prettiest looking worst movie ever.
It really just doesn't look
good. Every time I see the trailer, I become less and less interested in the film itself.
And what I
every single time.
And what I keep thinking is, so wait a minute, where's all the groundbreaking shit? Because it's like 3G people interacting with real people.
I think it's going to kill James Cameron.
It didn't look like, the previews don't look anything too sparkly to me. Like,
no.
I don't know.
And people are saying you have to see it in IMAX. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go see it in IMAX.
Yeah, I'm going to see
Why?
It where I see it.
Yeah, word. It,
And anyway,
it wasn't made just for IMAX, which means it has to look good on a regular screen. Now, I'm not saying it can't look better in IMAX, but it wasn't made specifically for IMAX. That means it has to look good on a regular screen. Otherwise, it should have been made for IMAX. But tangent.
OG, what did we talk about in this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Hawkeye is going to be in the Thor film, but apparently Donald Blake is not. And the awesome Iron Man 2 War Machine kick-ass poster.
David Goyer is bringing us Ghost Rider 2, starring Nicolas Cage, which takes place 8 years after the first film.
There is going to be another Universal Soldier movie, and something, something, something Dark Side is coming out sometime this month on DVD. I think it's the 22nd. Also, we talked about a couple of trailers that we caught up on this past week. Clash of the Titans, Kick-Ass, and Solomon Kane, all looking really, really,
really
solid.
Really, really solid. In comics tonight, we'd like you to check out Guardians of the Galaxy, number 20. Star Wars Legacy, 42. The Web, number 3. Buck Rogers, number 6. And Lone Ranger, number 19. In DVDs, we asked you to please check out the director's cut of Terminator Salvation. Christian Bale and Sam Worthington. Pretty good flick. And Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, the second in the Night at the Museum movies, and I'm sure there'll be another one, I'm reasonably sure.
They do well, so, you know.
Yes. Were there other ones this week as well?
Yeah, there was just a couple of DVD reissues, Blu-ray reissues, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Snatch.
Snatch.
Right.
I think there was one or two other ones. A couple of Guy Ritchie things. So there's definitely some stuff to check out. So
tonight we also talked about a pair of products for your entertainment. It is Rock'em Sock'em Robots, the 1964 original game, if you will. Been reissued, picked it up, and I think it's just great. Two plastic robots battling it out in the middle of a thing. Not a video game, not a board game. It's just kind of a game.
And with a $10 price tag.
On Black
how
Friday.
How can you go wrong?
I don't know if it's $10 all the time, though. All
right.
And from Mattel, we had to mention the DC Universe Justice League Unlimited line. This is the animation of the DC Universe. One of their latest three packs includes three very unique characters, Black Vulcan, Apache Chief, and Samurai. The significance being these characters not DC originals. They were created by Hanna-Barbera for the Super Friends cartoon in the, I'm saying, mid to late 70s, maybe even into the 80s.
Also in the upcoming products news, DC Unlimited has picked up a True Blood license.
Yes.
So look for some products coming from them soon-ish.
Yes, it's been solicited, so I'd say a couple of months from now. And
segment two.
Yeah, segment two tonight we discussed the downfall or the latest evidence of the downfall of Wizard Entertainment. It was Wizard Magazine's January 2010 issue. They're calling it the decade issue, where they discussed a lot of things that have happened in the last decade. Really arbitrary stuff. Really sort of who's in Wizard's pocket sort of picks regarding people who have made important moves in the last decade. They've named Joe Quesada the Man of the Year, which we... I mean, from Wizard's perspective, like OG said, I guess you can understand that. But I mean, no, him and that's it. I mean, like,
And
to make mention of some of the other they said storytellers, yet I don't know if you noticed or not, they had Sam Raimi, who did Spider-Man,
right?
They had Avi Arad and Kevin Feige, who are the Marvel movie producers.
Right.
Yet, the biggest box office movie of all time, The Dark Knight, not mentioned as a genre writer, even though he's done two huge Batman movies, which are better received, better sold than any of the last three Marvel movies. He also did The Prestige, which is also a genre movie, despite the fact that you may not think it is. Clearly it is, because there's science fiction in it. Yet he's not mentioned at all in the book. So clearly, it's very heavy Marvel-handed stuff. Joss Whedon also mentioned.
who did, what, Astonishing X-Men?
Yep.
I mean, it's clearly heavy-handed Marvel stuff and focusing less on DC because Marvel is in Wizard's pocket. And it's a damn shame. And, yeah, I'm just... If you've ever been done with Wizard Entertainment, it's now, I think. And a 40-page magazine for $6 in this day and age, it's almost like they want to fail. I mean, that's all I can think of is that they want to fail.
Let me say one other thing.
Yeah.
Tell me the last Wizard magazine that has had a non-Marvel character on the cover. If you've noticed the last maybe 4 to 5 months, there's been a Marvel character on the cover.
I really haven't noticed, every to be honest, month. But it doesn't surprise me one bit. It's clearly, there's clearly that sort of thing happening. It's not a middle of the road magazine like it once was. Although even back in the day, you could say it's slanted towards Marvel. Think of it as politics, with Marvel being one party and DC being the other party and everybody else being a third party. This is clearly, if Marvel is the Republicans of the comic book world, this is clearly Fox News. You know, just to yes. make an analogy. So what we need is a CNN that covers everybody equally.
Right.
And unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to get that, because once this goes under, what's left?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I hope to God something does.
Something will come up.
This maybe. Show, I think maybe. Well, I don't know.
The burden.
We're a little.
Burden.
We might be a little on the MSNBC
yeah.
angle, but we try to be CNN-ish.
We try to cover a lot of different
things.
We try
to be centrist, as they say.
We try.
Hey, if you have a comment on anything we've talked about on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, why don't you go over and give our hotline a call?
425-920-6050.
You want to rant, you want to give us some ideas of stuff that you'd like to hear and so on and so forth, that's the place to do it, folks. And you might hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
We ask that you not call and be drunk or high on lithium.
You know, when you say that, that's just inviting them to get drunk and call it.
I know, I just, look, we don't play his phone messages anymore, but I listen to him and laugh. I'm just saying.
Hey.
My entertainment. Don't forget, you can check out each and every episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff over at BigKev'sGeekStuff.com. We have all the episodes. Some new live from Studio V coming down the pipeline very, very shortly. We also have a special announcement tonight that we haven't really talked about all episode, but I think we can mention it now. We have a live show that we're doing.
I know, and it's a video show.
It's going to be a live video streaming show. I think we're looking for December 23rd. It's going to be a holiday episode. Beamed. And more information on that as we get closer.
But, and on the website.
And on the website. We hope to be able to take live phone calls that night, but we don't know if that's going to fall into place just yet. But at the very least, it will be live.
Right, and there will be
the chat room will be open
and
all
and
of that
so
good
and
stuff.
So
you will be able to communicate with us.
We're hoping
in some way, shape, or form.
We're hoping everybody will join us virtually for that program. And we hope to have some live guests.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can round up.
Yes.
So that that is coming down the pipeline
yeah.
as well. Don't forget, you can check us out over at geekerdome.com as well. Some of our friends, BK Geek Stuff over at Twitter, Just Mike BKGS over at Twitter, and Geek Stuff OG over at Twitter if you want to follow the members of the show and the show itself.
Twitter.
And Twitter. I think that is it for this episode. And
with that...
Right.
Just Mike, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 172, OG and Friends?
There's a map on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
And on that note, we cue the music.
To come to this, we try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. Salute, salute, and thanks for all
defeats. We thought that most of you were sweet, especially tiny tots and your men and women. So long, so long, so long, so long, so long.
One thing, we would all have learned to sing.